Hi, this is Joey, certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How you doing?
Hey Joe, Corey Dim One, Natalie Furman for you. Phone number 386-564-0862. Applying for 50,000 limited options. She has a few medical and collections. She needs help disputing to repair her scores.
By myself and still have money to spend.
All right, bring him over. Hi, hello, this is Joe, a certified credit repair specialist. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. So you were transferred to us since you applied for a loan, and due to your credit score, well, it was, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm sorry. I thought I got disconnected, but no. Yeah, the reason you were transferred is because we were actually helping improve the credit, because the credit score you have, it's not high enough to actually qualify for a loan for a reasonable interest rate. So okay. How much were you looking for?
See, I mean, I applied for a $50,000 loan because I figured I would pay everything off and then have money left over for a down payment on a house. But I really only need like $10,000, to be honest, for me to get out of the debt that I'm in.
Okay, so your main goal is to actually get a home, move from when you are?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to buy a house this year, but I need to fix my credit and pay off some stuff that is on my credit.
Okay, so we are a plus rated credit restoration company by the best business bureaus. So we've been in business over a decade now, so I'm pretty sure we can definitely help you. Is this the first time you applied for a loan, or have you been denied before?
No, I got loans out right now. That's why I wanted a bigger loan to pay off. I have like three loans out. I wanted a bigger loan to pay off all three of my loans and have one payment instead of having three payments.
Okay, I understand now. Perfect. Do you remember your credit score by any chance?
It's probably like 540 something. It used to be six. It used to be like 660, but I co-signed for somebody on a car, and they kind of messed my credit up. And then I kind of like started falling behind on a couple of things and messed my own credit up.
Okay, no, I understand. This is why you got transferred to us, so we can help you improve your credit. Okay, so based on what I understand, the only thing that might be holding you back to reach those goals is your credit at the moment. So what I'll do next is attempt a soft pull on your Equifax credit summary to get an updated look on those negative items and what is being reported, and come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation. I can assure you that this is just a courtesy pull, and it's not going to affect your credit score in any way. We use special technology. I'm sorry?
No, keep going. I'll let you finish.
Oh, yes. We use special technology to protect your information, just as the banks do.
Okay. And what's your company's name?
The Credit Pros.
Okay.
We actually have a website, thecreditpros.com, where you can look us up as well. So I see that your name is Natalie, right?
Yes.
And your last name, Fermin, that's how you say it?
Yes. Yep, you said it right.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Most people don't.
And do you have a middle initial?
No, I do not. I don't have a middle name.
Okay. And what is your current address, Natalie?
3121 Millstone Avenue, Deltona, Florida, 32738. Do you need me to spell that, or are you verifying it?
Millstone is M-I-L.
Millstone.
Okay. Millstone. Okay. And what was the zip code again?
32738.
Okay. Let me just verify real quick.
Okay.
And in the meantime, your phone number is 386-564-0862.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Bear with me. So it's 3121 Millstones Road?
Avenue.
Okay, my bad.
It's okay.
And this is in Deltona, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, and your email is nataliefermin239?
Yes, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And what is your date of birth?
July 31st, 1990. My wallet down there.
And since we do a soft pull on the credit, we do ask for the social. Do you have that with you?
Of course. I have it in my mind. Ready?
I'm ready.
010-74-4781. I have money now. I don't need it now, but I was letting you know for the rent.
Okay, and you said that you wanted to move, right? How soon are you looking to move from where you are, Ms.?
Well, my lease is up June 19th, but if I have to go back to like renting until I can do it, then I'll go back to renting. But I'm not staying in the same spot because the rent here is $2,000-something, and when my lease is up, it's gonna rise to $2,300.
Okay, I understand. We actually are attached to a rent to own program. Well, I'll go ahead and explain that to you, but this might sound good for you. So I'm gonna go ahead and pull up your credit, see what's going on there, see those negative items. I'm gonna ask you some security questions. Some of them may not apply to you, so just let me know, okay?
Okay.
According to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan around April 2022. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, please select the lender of this account. So I'm going to read you some lenders here. Let me know if you work with one of those, okay? American Honda Finance Corp?
No.
Bank of the Ozarks?
No.
Ford Motor Credit Co?
No.
Southeast Toyota Finn DBA of WO?
South Toyota, yes.
Okay, so you may have opened a student loan around December 2013. Is that correct?
Yes, one of them. Oh. That's the end of it.
Okay, and it says here, please select the lender that you have previously worked or that you're currently making payments to. It says JP Morgan Chase.
No.
PNC Bank.
It's a good. Can I get 20 on 7? No. To you.
It says here, Regions Bank?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that again.
It says Regions Bank?
No, I've never had
and
that.
And then Debt of ED, AID Vantage?
What? No, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you just spelled.
Okay, well, that's how it's placed here.
That's how it's written?
Yeah, it's how it's written.
So say it one more time again. I don't think so. I think I would remember something that's like full of abbreviation.
So it says DEPT as Department of ED/
Oh.
Advantage.
Oh, maybe. Department of Education. Yeah. I don't know who my lenders are, but I think that might be one.
Okay, perfect. You may have opened a auto loan around 2022 and says, please select the dollar amount range in which your monthly auto loan or lease payments falls. So I'm going to read you some amounts. Let me know. Okay. First one is
for 2022, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First one is from 480 to 579.
Wait, this is monthly payments?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Okay, the second amounts are 580 to 679.
No, it's probably the first one because my monthly payments for the South Toyota is 525 a month. But I also have one for myself from a different company that's 503. So both of those are
in that range.
Be in the 520. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to our records, you currently own one of the following vehicles. I'm gonna read you those vehicles that I have. Let me know if you have it. So the first one is
okay.
Mazda 3, Toyota Corolla.
Yep, I have a Toyota Corolla. Both of my cars are Toyota Corollas.
Okay, well that one will work. And which of the following is your current or previous employer? I'm going to give you some names. Let me know if they match, all right? The first one is AM Guard.
No.
Waffle House.
Yep, I was there for 7 years. 7.5 years. I just switched that job.
Okay, so that was your previous one. All right. So bear with me. Okay, so your credit files indicates that you might have a bank card opened around 2021. Would it be Bank of America Corp, Capital One Financial Corporation, U.S. Bancorp?
Is it a credit card? When you say bank card, is it a credit card? Because my bank I've had for 5 years. I've never opened another bank account, but I do have Credit One, Capital One, but it's a credit card. It's not a bank. I mean, like I don't have a bank account with them.
Oh, okay. I forgot to finish the question at the end. It says, who is the credit provider for this account? So it would be Capital One.
Okay. As I say, I don't have a bank account with them, but I have a credit account with them.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that will work. Your credit file indicates that you might have an auto loan open in 2021. Who is the credit provider for this account? Ally Financial, Fifth Third Bank.
That's who it is. Ally Financial. Yep, for my one of my Toyotas. Southeast is for my second Toyota, and Ally's for my first.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to run in. What was I supposed to get? Laundry detergent, Sasson.
Okay, I pulled up your credit. It is... Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It is 509. That is your equity. Equifax summary. It says 509. You have a total of 11 hard inquiries. So just to be on the same page, the highest score is 850. So it is pretty low, to be honest, but we can help you with that. And also I see that you have a total of 11 hard inquiries. And that's basically every time a company runs your credit or every time that you try to use your credit with someone and they run it. That's basically the times it's been run. The minor delinquent is around 16. Those are the times or the accounts that you have late payments on between 30 to 60 days. you have a percentage of trades ever delinquent, and that is 25%. So those are the percentage on the accounts that you're late on. You have two party collections. And
two what collections?
Third party collections.
Oh, okay.
Those are two. And the total amount on collections is 976. So these are
976 what in collections?
Dollars.
Oh, really? Because I'm pretty sure my Backhawk went to collections. And I thought it was 2,000. I'm running. Oh, so, I guess it didn't go to collections yet. I'm pretty sure it did, though. Maybe it's not on Equifax.
Maybe.
I'll be right back real quick.
Okay, so now... right now, are you currently working or do you receive SSI?
No, I'm working.
Mm-mm. Okay, as you mentioned earlier, your goal was to get a home or rent to own, which may be
I got to fix my credit and my debt first before I get there.
Well, the good thing about being with us is that, due to your current credit and having no down payments, we understand that it's frustrating. And we are very excited to have partnered with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people that may not qualify for a traditional mortgage to rent a home while they're saving up for a down payment. This way, while you're restoring your credit, you can be searching for a home and apply with their program. So this is one of the benefits that we have with us.
Yeah. Awesome.
And also, one of the goals here of the Credit Pros is to improve and repair your credit situation and achieve those goals. So based on the information that you gathered, the best option for you would be our Success Plus package, which comes with a unique client portal. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7 and those negative items that we are going to be working on. All those negative items that would be removed from your credit and all those opportunities that we have for you once you're enrolled. Also, we have a credit analyst that is actually available for you 24/7. He's the one that's going to create the action plan according to your goals. And this is one of the best benefits that it's out there for you. It's called a reference letter. And since I understand that you're trying to move, remember that landlords are looking for a credit score around 640 with no negative items. But the benefit on the rent-to-own program is that you can get into a place to live and work on your credit report at the same time. So we give you access to a recommendation letter where you can take to the lenders. And basically, you can prove that you are working on your credit score with a professional.
Okay.
And you are also, that you're actually serious of taking action to improve your credit. So basically, as soon as you're enrolled with us, we send you this recommendation letter where you can take to the lenders, letting them know that you're actually with a professional credit repair company and that you're serious of improving your credit.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Also, we have...
How much is this? It's going to be a lot of money, isn't it? It's going to be like having a Porsche loan.
Well, the initial fee with us is $149 month to month with that Success Plus package. With no long-term obligations, you pay as you go for the service. And we also have a disputing letter where you will be able to dispute all those misleading, inaccurate, and outdated and unverifiable negative items on your credit. So basically, this is with no long-term obligation. There's no contracts, and you can cancel as soon as you can, or as soon as you get that credit score that you want. So we also have a family plan where you can bring a significant other, a family member, a friend, anyone, and it will have the same benefits that I mentioned, but with the better price. So would you like this to be for you or for someone else?
Oh, this is for me.
Just for you. And usually, do you use a Visa or a MasterCard?
I use MasterCard, but this is the thing. Are you able to give me a call back on Thursday? Because I get paid on Thursday, and I'm in the middle of trying to catch up on paying my rent. So I can't spare the $150 right now because I'm like $600 short on my rent that was due on the 1st. So I'm late paying that already. It's the 8th.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, I understand. And
yeah, but I get paid on the I get paid I get paid Wednesday night at like 7 p.m. So that's why I'm saying Thursday, because that doesn't make any sense. You know, so if you can call me Thursday, like I'll 100% do it, because I really want to buy a house and I really need my to fix my credit at the same time.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Miss, because what I would do for you is I can get you enrolled to the plan with only $12.95. And that would give you the opportunity to pay in the next 2 weeks for the full enrollment. Right now, with you paying $12.95, you have access to that client portal that I mentioned. You have access to the financial advisory, the person who's going to be reaching out to you and helping you out. And also, you will have access to that reference letter that I mentioned, so you can start looking for a home. So, like I mentioned, it would be only $12.95. Okay. So, would this be with a Visa?
It'll be a MasterCard, but let me ask you one more thing. So, the rent-to-own that you said that y'all are, like, with or whatever, how would I know who that is? Like, how would I have access, and do I tell them that I'm with y'all, or because I'm going to go through y'all, they would already know? Like, how does that work? Like,
okay, on the client portal, you will have the reference letter that I mentioned to you,
and
you
can
show that to the lenders. And they...
To anybody? To anybody? I thought y'all worked with a specific company.
Yes, we... It's an evidence that you're working with us. And since we are a trustworthy company, a lot of lenders, will be interested.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't, it's not a specific lender. It'll be any lender.
Correct.
That I choose.
Okay. Yes, correct. And this would actually make you more attractive to other lenders. So basically, once you're enrolled with us in the client portal, we start working on that as well. So this would attract lenders that you need at the moment. So does this make sense to you, Miss?
Yes, yes. I will.
Perfect.
Okay. I get it.
So I'm ready when you are, Miss. Is it going to be
MasterCard? I'm transferring. It's going to be a MasterCard, but you got to give me a second because I have my money in my savings account. I have to transfer it to my checking. I just didn't want nothing taking my money, like, before I paid my rent. So give me a second.
Oh, I understand.
Oh,
no worries.
I already have it in there.
It's $12.95, as I mentioned.
There, so. Okay. So, oops. I am going to get in trouble for that. Okay.
Take your
time. So ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It is 5424-3244-1447-4750. Were you able to hear me?
Yes, correct. Do you want me to read it back so I don't have to go through
it
again?
Yeah, read it back. Yeah.
It's 5424.
Yep.
3244.
Mm-hmm.
1447.
Yep.
4750.
Yes. Perfect.
And what would be the expiration date?
07/26.
Okay, perfect. And what would be the three-digit number in the back?
736.
736. And the address that you gave me, miss, that is your billing address as well?
That is my address, yes, correct.
Okay, and Natalie Furman, no middle name? I'm just making sure I got everything correct.
Yeah, no middle name.
Okay, the expiration was 07/2026, and the three-digit number in the back is 736, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I do gotta read you some disclosures before I actually go through this. So once the payment is accepted, the $1,295, the second step setup fee of $149 will be until the 21st. And your month-to-month fee would be every 21st of each month. So
okay, that's perfect.
We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1,295 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for re-enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and get you enrolled. There's some steps we need to follow after we do this, okay?
Okay.
So bear with me. I'm still here, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry, I'm shopping at the same time.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Now I will go ahead and explain you what is next.
Okay.
You should be receiving a text or an email from us, the Credit Pros.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to look for it now? Or are you just letting me know?
Oh, yes. If you could look up to it so I can explain you how to access your client portal, and you could actually go to the to see the okay. reference letter and all that. That's where you're going to find everything.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me. All I want is I see it. I see two of them. Welcome to Credit Bureaus. That's the one we're going to do. It says your login URL. Do you want me to click that?
Yes. It should say welcome link, and then just click on it, and it will take you to a blue hyperlink.
Okay. That scared me for a second.
Okay. Take your time. No problem.
Oh, not you. I'm sorry. I was walking. I'm so short, I had to jump up. All right, I'm clicking it, it's loading up. All right. Okay, so I'm here. Hold on, I gotta put you on speakerphone.
No worries.
Obviously, I'm looking at my phone. Okay, so Florida information, so I need to assign and agree to that first, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I pressed that I agree. All right, next step. All this information you put in for me, create a password. Oh, man, self-checkout is long as hell.
Yeah, one of the next steps is some information there. You just got to make sure everything is correct. And you got to create a password. Remember to have a capital letter and special character, like a dollar sign or something.
Okay. I did that.
And then it should say next step.
It says, hold up. It says my passwords. It says passwords do not match. They're exactly the same. They're both exactly the same. Guess I'll do it again. Okay. All right. Next up. Says mailing address not valid. Why? This is my address. Why? Oh, you put an S to it. It's Millstone, not Millstone. You added an extra letter. I fixed it.
Oh, you fixed it? Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I fixed it on here. I don't know about your end. Here, I just erased the S.
Oh, yes.
Okay, All right, it's just showing me everything that's on my thing. Everything's clicked, like everything that's on my negative account.
Okay, so you already entered the... it would give you...
It says, do I have to read everything or did you do it? It says, I attest that I do not recognize this item. Do I have to go through all that individually?
It says, please identify the items that you don't recognize that will be subject to our disputes. So basically, this is for the disputing letters. Since we are looking into all those negative items that you don't recognize, in 3 days, you will be receiving that disputing letter. Well, we're going to be sending those disputing letters so we can dispute the negative items. So once you click on that, it should take you to a screen where it says, welcome to the Credit Pros.
Yeah. Okay, but I have to go through each of those, though, right?
I have to go through each of those individuals. You could do it later if you want.
Yeah, I can't because I'm in Walmart, so I can't sit here and like have you on the phone. And it looks like a lot. It looks like a lot, like the page I'm scrolling down for a minute.
Okay, you can do that later on the day. But what I do have to do is, first of all, congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're actually excited for you to get this healthy credit score. Right now, what I do have to do, and this is the person who's gonna actually explain you how the reference letter works. He's our auto credit advisor. He's gonna verify information. This is just gonna be 2 minutes of your time. Listen to the entire message on the account. And please don't hang up, okay? He's the one who's going to take it from now, all right?
Okay, and there's nothing else I need. I can do everything else on the app by myself, right?
Yes, correct. Anything else, it would be through the app. Like I mentioned, you're going to have access to the client portal, the financial advisory, who's going to show you how everything works. You're going to have access to the reference letter. That's the thing that's going to make you more trustworthy to lenders and landlords.
Okay.
And there's other programs that come with that, other benefits, but that is going to show up once you do the initial fee. But the first three benefits that I mentioned, the reference letter, the financial advisory, and this, the client portal, is going to be already available for you, okay? Okay, so stay on the line with me. Just stay on the line.
This lady? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm ready. Thank you.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in partial program. You were charged $12.95 today, and will be charged $119 on April 21, 2023. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 7th of the month. Your date of birth is July 31st, 1990, and your social security number is 01074471. Your address is 3121 Millstone Avenue, Deltona, Florida, United States 32738. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.
Thank you.